Warning, this is a forbidden topic. If you come to Eleusis, you'll never die. What secrets did the ancient cult of Demeter hold that still captivates us today? Join me as I dive deep into the secrets of Demeter's ancient cult and try to uncover the Eleusinian mysteries. The sanctuary of Eleusis is a town about 14 miles northwest of Athens today. This place was of vast importance to the spiritual life of ancient Greeks. Pagan culture was the origin of the pre-Christian faith in ancient Greece, as thousands of people attended the Eleusinian mysteries in the fall equinox. In their secret rituals, ancient people worshipped Demeter, the goddess of nature and agriculture, with her daughter Persephone from 1500 BC until 392 AD. During the peak of the ceremonies, thousands of initiates would consume the Kaikion drink, believed to be a mixture of wine, barley, and possibly hallucinogenic substances such as ergot, which is LSD, leading to a sense of collective experience and unity among the followers of goddess Demeter. The communion with spirits was a secretive ceremony and transformative experience in relationship to death and rebirth. Aristotle said that people came to Eleusis not to learn something, but to experience something. Today, the sanctuary is a small place of broken stones and columns with an adjacent museum showing some pottery, computer installations, and antiquities found during the excavations. The Greek myth of Demeter and Persephone. Dressed in rich Tyrian purple clothes, Demeter, the goddess of the harvest, had a beautiful daughter named Persephone. One day, while picking flowers that made her unconscious, Persephone was abducted by Hades, the god of the underworld. Demeter, heartbroken and distraught, searched for her daughter in vain. As a punishment to Zeus, who gave her daughter away to his brother, she neglected the earth, causing crops to wither and die. Zeus, the king of the gods, intervened and negotiated a compromise with Hades. Persephone ate the seeds of pomegranate and would spend 6 months of the year in the underworld with Hades and the other 6 months on earth with her mother. This myth explains the cycle of seasons. When Persephone is with Demeter, the earth flourishes, representing spring and summer. When she is in the underworld, the earth becomes barren, symbolizing autumn and winter. While there are no direct sources about the secrets behind the Eleusinian mysteries, several writers mention the secrecy of rites, like the Homeric hymn to Demeter. A poem of about 500 verses was recorded around 600 BC. Ancient philosophers like Plato and Aristotle reference the mysteries. It's interesting to know that ancient Greeks had no holy books. Religion was taught through the act of worship. The essence of their mysteries was individual initiation once in a lifetime. Those who chose to participate in the process were guaranteed happiness after death. This is a marble relief. It shows Demeter and her daughter Persephone, and there is a young boy, Triptolemus, who was a student of Demeter and the first man to learn the mystic rites, rituals, and grain production. Triptolemus was the messenger of the goddess Demeter, helping people grow grain. He was often shown as an adult riding a winged chariot on Athenian vases, and one of the meanings of a winged snake is the representation of divine wisdom, transformation, immortality, and transcendence. The use of psychedelics in sacred ceremonies. You died before you died, and so didn't die. The very beginning of the cult of worship emerged in the late geometric period. The Oracle of Delphi ordered the Athenians to offer sacrifices to the goddess Demeter after a great famine spread throughout Greece in the 8th century BC. The sacrifice would appease the goddess to make the land fertile again. This oracle was given during the 5th Olympiad in 660 BC. Sacred ceremonies, or the Eleusinian Mysteries, were a multi-day series of initiations into the cult of Demeter and Persephone that took place in absolute secrecy. It was the culminating experience of a lifetime. The first initiation began in Athens, and then the procession continued to Eleusis through the sacred way as a journey. People of all classes participated in it, including emperors, free men, prostitutes, and slave men. The Eleusinian Road is an ancient road that began at the sacred gate of the Athenian wall and ended at the sanctuary in Eleusis. The religious procession used this road, decorated with gardens, fruit trees, shrines, altars, cemeteries, and funerary monuments set along the ancient path. They passed through a purposefully narrow bridge as a symbolic space between worlds of life and death. The Eleusinian Mysteries consisted of a pagan ritual with the body's purification, procession to the telesterion, consumption of kaikion, the magic drink, and profound revelations following afterwards. The use of psychoactive substances is a debatable subject because there is no direct archaeological evidence of the use. However, the magic potion seems to be the hidden truth behind the secret rites. It's based on the extensive research of several scholars who wrote the book The Road to Eleusis, first published in 1978. Some psychoactive plants are known for inducing altered states of consciousness, letting people experience a fundamental change in psychic to communicate with God. The Road to Eleusis book discusses psychoactive entheogens and the original meaning of some ancient Greek myths and gods, in particular Dionysus, the god of wine. The authors come with the idea of a magic drink potion, a recipe that could have contained ash mixed with other ingredients. The drink had a secret formula, but was fairly easy to make every year, regardless of the harvest. There is a chapter in this book dedicated to a narration of a beautiful hymn to Demeter. In this poem, we learn about Persephone picking flowers in the fields of Nyssa before the abduction. The companion of the maiden was named Pharmacia, with the name's translation as the use of drugs. In the book, the authors think that Persephone had a drug-induced seizure during the abduction by Hades. In the book The Immortality Key by Brian Murariasco, he shares his research about sacred beverages consumed during the Eleusinian Mysteries. He studied ancient pots that revealed traces of hallucinogenic substances like ergot in beer potions. Fragments of ergot were discovered in a temple and within the dental calculus of a person, suggesting its consumption. Kernos or keranoi are ritual vessels. The keranois is a terracotta vessel with many little balls surrounding it. A concoction of herbs, wheat, olive oil, and other ingredients was inside it to taste. A lamp probably topped the vessel. The priestesses carried these ritual vessels atop their heads during the procession at the Eleusinian Mysteries. Some scholars believe that a drink called kaikion, which was consumed by the initiates, contained psychoactive ingredients which may have been made from barley or rye that was infected with ergot, a fungus that produces LSD. It was a carefully balanced brew of alcohol, herbs, spices, and ergot. Other possible ingredients include wild mushrooms and opium poppies. Only women prepared the drink which gave the users transcendent experiences. Fragments of ergot have been found in a temple dedicated to the Eleusinian goddesses, providing evidence for its potential use. The descriptions of the mysteries by ancient authors suggest that initiates experienced visions and altered states of consciousness during the Eleusinian mysteries. However, plant medicine was not limited to the mysteries. Ancient Greeks used a variety of substances for medicinal, religious, and recreational purposes. In the book, The Road to Eleusis, the authors describe the original meaning of wine and the god Dionysus, and how different formulas for the dilution of wine with water had varied effects on people. The word drunkenness in Greek means a state of complete madness, and the authors think that the drinks contained psychotropic compounds mixed with water, herbs, and spices. And check out my other videos on ancient Greece. Check out my art at veronicasart.com. In relation to this topic, I was surprised to discover a find which is called the Greek Magical Papyri. It's a collection of ancient spells and rituals that were probably combined with natural plants written down in the, you know, papyri to create magic and let people enter the hidden world of altered reality. This was a literal magician book. Some herbs like wormwood and nightshade were probably mixed into incense or ink to inhale and make spells using the book. This ancient Greek magical papyri was discovered in Egypt. It's a collection of ancient texts, primarily written in Greek, that contain a variety of magical spells, incantations, and rituals. I think these recordings give a glimpse into the mystical and religious beliefs of the Greco-Roman world. Many of those compounds were used for medical purposes, but they also used a variety of plants in their spells and rituals. I list several compounds on my blog. You can read about it. I include the link below. The benefits of psychedelics. Today, psychedelics have a negative connotation because they fall under the general umbrella of drug use and are considered to be hallucinogens. However, different ancient cultures have used various plant medicines for centuries to heal the soul, elevate fears of death, and provide a transformative experience that lasts a lifetime. It's far from being a mere hallucination. Rather, it's a powerful, non-addictive substance that can cure your soul by traveling deep inside yourself into a parallel reality where you learn who you truly are. Architecture and worship in the sanctuary of Eleusis. The most significant structure within the sanctuary was the telesterion, a large underground hall where the initiates would gather for the final and most sacred part of the ritual. The telesterion, or the hall of initiation, was designed to accommodate thousands of people with its Doric columns, mosaic floors, and central aisle leading to the anacteron, the holy chamber for sacred objects safekeeping. This large underground hall gathered people to perform the most sacred rites. The oldest excavated remains date to the Mycenaean period of 1600 BC and belong to a rectangular building. This building had several renovations and functioned until its closure with the arrival of Christianity. The anacteron, or the House of God, is a small rectangular space dedicated to the safekeeping of sacred cult objects, and it was located in the hall's center. Only the highest priest, the so-called Hierophant, could enter this space to reveal the holy objects to the initiates during the night of the Eleusinian mysteries. The priest had a throne that was situated outside the entrance to the anacteron. The worshippers also gathered in the sacred court that extended along the telesterion's three sides. It had altars and numerous dedications to participate in the sacred rites. The initiates observed the law of silence throughout antiquity, which forbade them from revealing what happened in the telesterion. Testimonies of the secretive performances are vague but reveal reenactments, drama, and mystical indoctrination. The main initiation occurred in the telesterion on the sixth and seventh day of the mysterious night. The eighth day was dedicated to libations with liquid offerings in ritual vessels for underworld gods and the dead. The return was on the ninth day. The initiates would return home scattered into smaller groups. Propylaea is the name given to monumental gates or entryways to a temple or a religious complex. It acts as a symbol partition between the secular and spiritual parts of a city. The main entrance to the sanctuary of Eleusis consisted of a monumental gateway that was rebuilt over the earlier version. Cariati is a sculpted female figure used in an architectural support, taking the place of a column or a pillar to hold up the entrance. The term Cariati comes from the Greek word which refers to women of ancient town Caria. And the most famous example of these figures stands on the Acropolis in Athens, built around 421 BC. In Roman times, the two colossal Cariatis adorned the little Propylaea decoration. The Cariatis was about three times the size of a man. She carried a cylindrical box on her head, a cyst decorated with ears of corn, rosettes, and ritual vessels named querns. For the villagers of Eleusis, she was the Saint Demeter who protected their land and gave them a good harvest. Because of the secrecy of the ceremony, it's difficult to say what the ancient Greeks wore exactly during the rites. However, it's reasonable to think that that clothing also had some spiritual significance in the Eleusinian mysteries, as the initiates probably wore ceremonial colored robes with patterns, jewelry, and wreaths, as we see in this image. The garments look a lot more decorative and refined in comparison to other Greek outerwear. Leaf tiaras and crowns top the heads of both men and women. I describe the styles of ancient Greek clothing on my blog. Please visit the link in the description. Ancient Greeks used several types of fabric, mainly linen, wool, and silk. While most fabric was white, Greeks often dyed their fabric in vibrant hues like purple, red, blue, and yellow, and it was extremely costly and represented status. For instance, Demeter was described wearing purple clothing. Tyrian purple was costly dye extracted from the murex seashells, and the color was reserved for the elite and symbolized wealth, power, and imperial authority. The Eleusinian Mysteries was the most significant pagan ritual of ancient Greece. Every year, thousands of individuals participated in the secret ceremonies in honor of Demeter and Persephone, the Greek goddesses of fertility and agriculture. We may never know the exact rituals that involved initiation processions and purification ceremonies to honor the cycles of life and death and to experience unity with God. We may never learn the exact formula for a magic drink of ancient Greeks, One thing is clear, what looks like a bunch of broken stones today was an important center of shamanic worship for ancient Greeks to learn about themselves by connecting to a higher power in a once-in-a-lifetime event. By feeling unity with the divine through a shared psychedelic drink, ancient Greeks had a pathway to see beyond reality, be the one with the community, and live a meaningful life. Please share your thoughts on the mysteries of Demeter and check out my other videos on ancient Greece. Check out my art at veronicasart.com. And I'll see you in my next video. Take care. Bye-bye.